a lot to digest.
Smoke said again, just wanting to get out of there before somebody turned vicious. I expect so. Enough to overturn your world, and more to come. And you have been gone a long time now. We wouldn't want your absence to become an object of concern. Go. Think. Make decisions.
How should I get in touch?
The brown man smiled. We will find you. We will move from this place after you leave, lest you suffer some short-sighted inspiration to make yourself a hero. A bat will find you when it is time. Place yourself where you cannot be watched, and these others will meet you.
All right, you're right. I'd better get back.
He eased toward the door, still not sure where he stood, but no one interfered with his departure. He had a lot to mull over, and the interview had been productive, if for no other reason than it proved the Shadow Masters had put new agents into the city after the Black Company's wizards rooted out those that had been there before. The little brown man who spoke Bad Taglian asked his leader, "Will he take the bait?" The leader shrugged. The appeal was broad enough to touch him somewhere, his fears, his ego, his ambitions. He's been handed the chance to destroy what he fears and hates. He's been offered the chance to make himself big as a peacemaker. He's been offered the opportunity to fatten his own power with potent friends. If he has any need to become a traitor, we've touched it. The man smiled. His companions did too. Then all eight began packing. The leader was sure the wizard's conscience would move him to report this initial approach. He hoped the wizard would not take long seducing himself. The Shadow Master was concerned about wasting time. He was not pleasant when he was worried. Chapter 26.
The Radisha had only a day's start on us. Though 1,000 men should find it harder to stop and start than a smaller party, we gained ground. Narayan had supplied us with the most efficient and motivated men. We were only 2 hours behind when the Radisha reached the city. I marched in boldly, trophies displayed, and went straight to the barracks the company had used when we were training the legions. The barracks were occupied by men we had left behind, men who had been injured in the battle at the Goja Ford, and men who had volunteered after our departure. Most were commuting from their homes for daytime self-training, but the barracks were still crowded. Enrollment exceeded 4,000.
"Get them under control," I told Narayan as soon as I grasped the situation. "Make them ours. Isolate them as much as possible. Work on them."
Bold words, but how practical.
"Word of our arrival is spreading," he said. "The whole city will know soon."
No avoiding it. I've been thinking. Between them, the men ought to have some notion what happened to almost everybody who didn't come home. A lot of Taglians will want to know what happened to their men. We could make a few friends telling them.
"We'd be swamped."
He was forgetting to offer an honorific more and more often. He thought he was a partner in my enterprise.
"Maybe, but let it out that we welcome inquiries. And push news that a lot of Taglians are trapped in Dejagore, and I could get them out if I could get a little help."
Narayan looked at me oddly.
"No chance, mistress. Those men are dead, even if they're still breathing."
"We know it, but the world doesn't. Anybody asks, to get them out, we just put together enough men and arms quick enough. That will fix anybody who wants to interfere with me. Someone opens his mouth,